This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Neiman Marcus, Dallas's famous high-end retailer, is the first store with a full-size digital mirror. It records what you try on so you can compare clothes side by side. Then it lets you share those looks with others online. Here's a visit to Neiman's Innovation Lab and its Willow Bend store. Disguised in a brushed stainless steel frame, the digital mirror looks like any of the others in Neiman Marcus's women's department.
What you see in Neiman Marcus, it's not a regular mirror. It's a digital mirror that we created.
Salvador Vilkoski is the CEO of MemoMe, which stands for Memory Mirror. Call the Silicon Valley company, and he's the one who answers. Just back from showing off the mirror at Milan's Fashion Week, he explains it's just a screen with a first-of-its-kind camera on top.
If you put the camera on top of a screen, you will look totally distorted. Your head will be big and your legs will be very short and you will look pretty funny. But what we are doing, we are correcting the perspective in real time from any distance that you stand in front of the mirror, and it looks like actually the camera is behind the screen.
This setup and a built-in recorder solves problems retailers have struggled with forever.
If I want to see what I look like from the back, right, I have to try to turn my head, right, and see if I can twist my neck around enough to see what I'm looking at. I don't have to do that.
Scott Emmons' business card labels him as the enterprise architect and curator of the Neiman Marcus Eye Lab in Irving. What sets this mirror apart, he says, is that it records an 8-second video.
The idea is you would do a twirl, and then you can play that video back as many times as you'd like, right, and really see how the outfit looks on you.
Back in the real world, Lori Schneider's taking a turn in front of the memory mirror at the Willow Bend Neiman. She did the quick registration on the store's iPad, added her personal ID, and is now checking out her video.
I like seeing the pictures because I like the visual. I like that a lot. And I do think that me being able to see the back, rather than from the creak of my neck, it shows it all the way around.
There's another thing the 360 view tells her.
Told me that I have some back fat. So, to me, this is awesome. The mirror's great.
Great because it lets her talk to the saleswoman about making the dress fit right. It's for her son's wedding. She was also able to get a second opinion by emailing a picture to her husband, Mike.
He said, "We knew I was going to like it because it's pink. He loves pink, so I kind of knew that. That would be a yes."
Neiman's Scott Emmons says if Schneider wanted to, she could have tried on several outfits and videoed them all.
It also allows you to do a split screen, and you can look at your live image on one side, and you can look at one of the pre-recorded videos on the other side and compare them side by side.
Neither Neiman nor Vilkoski would say how much the digital mirrors cost. The first two went into Neiman Marcus stores in California late last year. Last month, the third came here to Willow Bend.
It's a pretty big thing. I don't think it's the only big thing, but it's been a surprisingly big thing.
Emmons expects other retailers will soon latch onto this technology and suspects it could eventually be commonly used at home. Meanwhile, it's so new to Neiman Marcus, the company is still introducing it to customers while measuring its impact in sales and satisfaction on the bottom line. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.